I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Friday night is the sixth annual Keep Music Education Alive fundraising concert for Barnstable High School's music department. And for this concert, the kids are getting a little help from old friends. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, those friends are the Beatles, or at least the Beatlemania Tribute Band, which played this concert 4 years ago and was the most popular group they've ever had at this event. So they are coming back at 7:30 Friday at the high school, and they're going to be playing Beatles classics, including some of them that the Barnstable High Band, chorus, and string students are going to be playing along with them. And after this year, organizers say those concerts have raised $75,000 to keep the music programs alive there for those kids and a lot of others.
This weekend, if you walk into the ballroom at the Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis, you'll find a very different atmosphere than the winter outside because it's the Cape and Islands Orchid Show.
This event is happening from 9 to 5 both weekend days, and they say there's going to be thousands of orchids set up there to look like a tropical oasis. So this group has 100 members from the area, and this is the 28th year they have put on this show. Besides being able to see the orchids and having them judged, there's going to be classes you can take about growing orchids. You can buy orchids there. Plus, there's orchid care supplies. This year's theme is orchid passion, so organizers say to expect a lot of plants in reds, oranges, and pinks.
Seven Cape Cod and South Shore bands fronted by female vocalists will take the stage Saturday for the first Women Who Rock Cape Cod Music Festival.
Well, this is billed as a show for all ages, and it's a long event because the doors open at 12:30, the music starts at 1, and then what they're billing as an all-star finale with all the women singers and different musicians from the different groups is going to start at 7 o'clock. That's all happening at 3065 Live at Buzzard Play Productions in East Wareham, and it's going to include the bands Just Like That, Plymouth Fury, the Jody Moore Band, Shattered, Pushing Play, What Is It, and the Midnight Society. There's going to be raffles, an auction, food, drinks, including beer and wine, and the festival is a benefit for Cape Cod Shelter and Domestic Violence Services, which is a 24/7 domestic violence shelter.
And there are two other events on the Upper Cape Saturday that are raising money for charity.
Well, in Mashpee, the ALS Family Charitable Foundation of Bourne is going to hold its third annual Life's a Beach Winter Beach Party fundraiser, and that's at Dino's Sports Bar. It's going to run from 7:30 to close, and there's going to be live music by the Baja Brothers, raffles, prizes for best beach attire, limbo contests, signature cocktails, and an appetizer buffet. Then in North Falmouth, Flapjack Comedy Productions is holding the Hungry for Humor comedy show to help feed the needy. That starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday at the Seacrest Beach Hotel with comedians Chris Zito, Will Noonan, and Jim Lollett. They're asking for canned goods and non-perishable food. When you come in, there's going to be a 50-50 raffle, and the proceeds are going to help Falmouth's Around the Table organization.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.